The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, October 4th. We'll tell you about another unfortunate milestone the U.S. has hit in this pandemic, but also why there's new hope. And a major oil spill off the California coast. What we know so far about the impact. Also, hundreds of journalists worked on what's being called the Pandora Papers. We'll explain the secrets about the wealthy that it reveals. Plus, a Facebook whistleblower comes forward, why you may be paying more to heat your home this fall and winter, and the Powerball jackpot grows again, how it just set a record. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, the U.S. surpassed another grim milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 700,000 Americans have now died from the virus. And the last 100,000 happened just in the last 3.5 months. And during that time, Florida and Texas made up more than 40% of deaths, even though they only account for about 15% of the nation's population. But the death toll is still climbing. In fact, about 1,900 Americans are still dying from COVID-19 every day. The good news is the number of cases have started to fall in the last few weeks. So hospitalizations and deaths are expected to go down soon for the first time in months. But there's also fear the situation could get worse in the winter months when colder weather drives more people inside and family and friends plan holiday get-togethers. Speaking of which, the CDC recently released guidelines about how people can safely celebrate the upcoming holiday season. The agency suggests people have outdoor gatherings when they can, but if you have an indoor celebration, the CDC says you can make it safer by keeping the AC circulating or putting fans in open windows. And the CDC suggests unvaccinated people should wear masks. California is set to become the first state to make COVID-19 vaccines a requirement for kids to go to school in person. The mandate will not go into effect right away, though. First, the FDA will have to fully approve the vaccines for children. So far, the full FDA approval only applies for people 16 and older, even though the shots have gotten emergency authorization for anyone 12 and older. Emergency authorization can happen faster and is just temporary, but the next round of full long-term approvals is expected soon. And as long as that happens, the mandates will go into effect the following semester in both public and private schools in California. Students would get certain religious and medical exemptions, but the state hasn't written rules for how those might apply, at least not yet. Miles of Southern California coastline are now covered with oil. At least 126,000 gallons of oil spilled into the Pacific Ocean. And that's just an estimate. The actual number is expected to rise. The issue was a broken pipeline off the coast of Huntington Beach, which is just about 30 miles south of downtown Los Angeles. The Huntington Beach mayor says it could be an ecological disaster. Already it's killed fish and birds, local wetlands are threatened, and beaches are closed. At this point, it's not clear what caused the spill or how long the oil might have been leaking before it was reported. But the company that operates the platform, Amplify Energy, says it's investigating, along with the U.S. Coast Guard. And in the meantime, officials say oil will likely keep washing up on Orange County beaches in the next few days. So people are being told to stay away, since the sludge and fumes could be toxic. It was the deadliest attack in Afghanistan's capital since American troops left. The Taliban says a bombing outside the main mosque in Kabul killed at least 5 people and hurt many more. So far, no one has taken responsibility for the attack, but 3 suspects were arrested. And most people suspect the bombers had links to ISIS extremists, since they've stepped up attacks in recent weeks. The Taliban and ISIS are considered rivals. And remember, back in August, an ISIS bomber targeted Kabul's airport during the American-led evacuation efforts. That one killed 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. So what do politicians, billionaires, celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have in common? Well, millions of leaked records show a lot of them have been hiding their wealth in offshore accounts. Over the weekend, a new report was released that's being called the Pandora Papers. 600 journalists worked on it from 150 media outlets in 117 countries. The Guardian says this is the largest trove of leaked data in history that exposes tax haven secrecy. They found 29,000 offshore accounts linked to people like Russian President Vladimir Putin, members of Saudi Arabia's royal family, pop star Shakira, and a lot more. To be clear, moving money offshore just to manage wealth is perfectly legal. But a lot of people do it to hide their wealth from criminal investigators, creditors, tax collectors, and more. So some of the account holders are now facing allegations of corruption, money laundering, and tax avoidance. The investigation found a lot of the accounts are registered in typical offshore havens, like certain Caribbean islands, Hong Kong, and Switzerland. But it also found secret accounts here in the U.S., especially in South Dakota and Florida. More findings from these leaked documents will be rolled out in a series of stories this week. So stay tuned. The U.S. Supreme Court is back today. Justices are hearing their first in-person argument since March of 2020. And this time, they're taking up quite a few controversial issues. For example, they'll hear a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks. There's also a case that challenges a gun law in New York State. That law puts certain restrictions on who's allowed to receive a concealed carry handgun license. Then justices will consider whether it's okay for Maine to withhold a student aid program from schools that teach religious content. That case could shift the line of separation between church and state. And that's just a few of the issues coming up this term. We should also note the makeup of the Supreme Court will also look a little different from last time. This will be the first time Justice Amy Coney Barrett will actually sit in the seat once held by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last year. Also, Justice Brett Kavanaugh will not be on the bench since he recently tested positive for COVID-19. He's not having any symptoms, though, so he'll be hearing arguments virtually from home. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. Do you think you're getting all the nutrients you need in your diet? Research shows probably not. That's why I love knowing I'm supporting my health by taking Ritual vitamins every day, which, by the way, have research to back them up. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, for example, was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. And Ritual has a vitamin specifically designed for everyone, women, pregnant women, men, and even kids. I trust Ritual enough that I've been taking their vitamin so long that I've needed three different versions of it. I've taken the women's multivitamin, the prenatal vitamin, and now the postnatal vitamin. I love that I can trust the traceable, non-GMO, vegan-friendly ingredients as well. So whichever Ritual vitamin is right for you, try it. Because Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. A former product manager at Facebook came forward to say she's the one who's been leaking internal company research. Frances Haugen says she got frustrated by how harmful Facebook's products could be and how the company did not address the flaws. So she gave the Wall Street Journal documents that turned into a series of articles. They were about how Facebook's rules favor elites, how drug cartels and human traffickers use Facebook services, how Facebook-owned Instagram can harm teenagers' mental health, and more. Then last night, Haugen spoke about all of this on CBS News. She said those articles prove Facebook has been negligent in stopping violence, misinformation, and other harmful content. Haugen also says Facebook often chooses its own interests, like making more money, over what's good for the public. In response, a Facebook spokesperson released a statement to say, every day the company has to balance making the platform a positive place and a place for people to exercise free speech. And she says the social media giant has invested heavily in safety and security. But that's not the end of this debate. Haugen is scheduled to tell her story before Congress tomorrow. Already, some lawmakers say that will likely lead to a formal investigation. Tesla is bucking the trend when it comes to car sales right now. The company says it delivered more than 241,000 electric vehicles to customers worldwide between July and September. That's a new quarterly record for Tesla and a 73% increase compared to last year. Analysts say Tesla is expected to report more than $1 billion in profits for the quarter. And it's pretty unusual since other automakers like GM and Honda are seeing sales drop because of the ongoing chip shortage. But as The Verge reports, Tesla is getting around the chip shortage with creativity. Rather than waiting for specific semiconductor chips to be ready, Tesla is rewriting software so the code is compatible with whichever chips they have available. But this is all happening as Tesla faces questions about whether its driver assistance features are safe. Federal regulators opened an investigation in August after several Teslas crashed into parked emergency vehicles, and that investigation is still going on. It was a solid weekend at the box office. The new Marvel movie Venom: Let There Be Carnage set a new pandemic record for North America. It brought in more than $90 million in ticket sales, likely helped by the fact it was released only in theaters. Even more impressively, the sequel had a bigger opening weekend than the original Venom, which came out in 2018. Not every movie did so well, though. The Many Saints of Newark, which is a prequel to The Sopranos, flopped on its debut. The movie grossed just $5 million in ticket sales. But it's unclear how many fans streamed it instead, since the movie was released on HBO Max for no extra charge. Meanwhile, the new James Bond movie is proving to be a hit overseas. No Time to Die opened internationally this weekend and earned $119 million. The movie will hit theaters in the United States this Friday. The Powerball jackpot is the biggest it's been in 8 months. No one matched the winning numbers during the drawing over the weekend, and that means there have now been 40 drawings in a row without a jackpot winner, which is a new record for the game. The next drawing is tonight, and the grand prize has risen to $670 million. That's the eighth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. It's not likely you'll win the jackpot. In fact, the odds are about 1 in 292 million. But lottery officials say it's important to check your tickets carefully because it is possible to win smaller prizes as well. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Health insurance and medical bills can be so stressful. High premiums, high deductibles, and a confusing process. But now you have a new option. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a monthly subscription for a community of people looking for a better way to pay medical expenses. And for some, it can save hundreds of dollars every month. Crowd Health is really for those health-conscious people who are not already getting insurance from an employer. The founder, Andy, started Crowd Health after he had to write an $8,000 check for his daughter to get a procedure. He was already paying $1,200 a month for his family's health insurance. But now with Crowd Health, he pays just $700 a month for his family and would only owe $500 for the same procedure. And right now, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to learn more and enter the code Newsworthy at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 with the promo code Newsworthy. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. All right, now back to Money Monday. Keeping your home warm this fall and winter could be a lot more expensive than usual. The issue has to do with natural gas. Natural gas is the most common resource Americans use for heat and warm water. It also generates about 40% of our electricity. And prices have gone up 180% over the past year to levels not seen since 2014. Here in the U.S., we've gotten used to relatively inexpensive heating bills over the past decade. And that's because natural gas producers flooded the market with supply, which kept our costs down. But now we're seeing the reverse happening for a few reasons. First, natural gas producers cut down on drilling. Then extreme weather events like last winter's freeze in Texas and more recently Hurricane Ida in Louisiana forced a lot of natural gas output offline. Plus, a lot of the country saw record heat over the summer, and that meant more natural gas was needed to power air conditioners. So natural gas storage levels are below normal. And because of that, officials say Americans can expect their heating bills to be about 30% higher this winter. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow for free in your podcast app to always see our new daily episodes and stay in the know. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.